Regina. The Legislative Assembly saw an apology, as well as a stripping of a member's duties on Monday over last week's speech from the throne attendance of convicted murderer Colin Thatcher. According to a statement issued Monday afternoon from the Premier's office, Premier Scott Moe stripped Lyle Stewart of his legislative secretary duties effective immediately. However, he remains in the SASC party caucus. In addition to removing Stewart from his legislative role, Moe offered a statement at the start of the sitting Monday, in which he formally apologized in the legislature for Stewart's invite of Thatcher. In his remarks, Moe indicated he had taken time over the weekend to personally reflect and listen to people across the province directly and indirectly. He said, "In Saskatchewan, we are all connected in some way, and that, as individuals, each of us has to make an effort to ensure that we are doing all that we can to stop interpersonal and domestic violence in our families, in our friends' circles, in our communities and across the province." The message that was conveyed by the attendance of Mr. Thatcher at the throne speech is not a message that is acceptable to Saskatchewan people, nor is it indicative of the direction of a government that has a duty to provide leadership on such an important issue. This individual was invited by a government MLA, and while I do not review or do I approve MLA invitation lists, as Premier and as leader of the government caucus, ultimately I am responsible. To all of those who attended the speech from the throne, to all the members of this assembly, and to all the people of Saskatchewan, I offer my unequivocal apology. The apology in the assembly from Moe came 5 days after Thatcher, convicted in 1984 of the murder of his ex-wife Joanne Wilson but paroled in 2006, attended Wednesday's throne speech. Thatcher's appearance touched off a firestorm of controversy and criticism over the next several days, which did not let up even after Moe's remarks in the assembly. "Thanks to this premier, it's been a rough week for Saskatchewan," said opposition leader Carla Beck to lead off question period. As it went on, Beck demanded action from the government on the interpersonal violence issue. "For days, people in Saskatchewan and around the world have been outraged by the fact that Colin Thatcher sat here in this chamber during last week's speech from the throne. Now, leaders don't point fingers and they accept responsibility. We welcome the apology, Mr. Speaker, but the Premier shouldn't have to be shamed into doing the right thing. And I heard the Premier's apology and I heard him talk about leadership, and I heard him talk about the need for action when it comes to domestic violence. So, I ask the Premier to make good on his words. Will he commit that second stage shelter for survivors of domestic violence get the operational funding they most definitely need?" Premier Moe responded, "They are, most certainly talking to our friends about the fact that we do have some of the highest domestic and interpersonal violence rates in this province. And we want to do better as individuals, and yes, it starts with the government of Saskatchewan. This is not about having individual conversations," said Beck. Finally, apologizing was the right thing to do, but actions speak louder than words. Moe responded by thanking those who offered second stage services and said the province did participate in capital funding, and operational funding when it comes to transition spaces. Saskatoon University MLA Jennifer Bowes also ripped the government for the Thatcher appearance, and once again used the phrase, "convicted wife murderer," to describe him. "Those government members sat awfully silent and shamefully unapologetic about welcoming an unrepentant convicted wife murderer to the chamber," was one of Bowes' lines. She also noted that, even John Gormley called the invitation of Thatcher atrocious. Bowes particularly singled out Minister of Corrections and Policing Christine Tell for comments to reporters on Wednesday which basically asserted Thatcher had a right to be in the assembly. The Minister of Corrections and Policing, a cop herself, incorrectly said Thatcher was a free man and has served his time. While no longer incarcerated, Thatcher is on parole for a sentence he will spend the rest of his life serving. The minister chose to downplay and justify his presence in the assembly. What do her comments say about the government's commitment to end domestic violence in Saskatchewan, and will we also see an apology from that minister today? Instead of a response from Tell, Minister of Justice Bronwyn Eyer noted her government supports for addressing interpersonal violence. "There is no question this is a tragedy," said Eyer, who added, "We have to keep trying everything. This year we've allocated $25 million, Mr. Speaker, for interpersonal violence supports, including $1 million to support the children exposed to violence. We continue to engage with providers of second-stage housing. Following question period, Mo was pressed by the media scrum about why he made the apology on Monday in the legislature instead of last week. He told reporters that last Thursday, he and others were answering questions, directly and honestly, but maybe answering questions as an individual or as an individual MLA. But as I said, on further reflection throughout the weekend, in talking to people that are close to me, as well as talking directly to people across this province, and talking to a number of colleagues as well, I think it is incumbent upon myself in my position to indicate that the government must do better. The government must do better on this entire topic of interpersonal and domestic violence in this province. Our statistics in Saskatchewan are not good. The government needs to lead on this front, and that starts with myself. He added, each of us needs to do better as individuals in Saskatchewan. Regarding Minister Tell, reporters peppered Premier Mo about why she wasn't removed from her position, and also on why she didn't offer her own apology. Mo defended Tell, pointing to her work to increase the number of law enforcement officials to bring crime numbers down. As for an apology, Mo said his was offered on behalf of the government and the government caucus, and made clear he was speaking for his entire caucus, including Tell. In speaking to reporters, Beck supported the apology from Mo and the move to strip Stewart of his duties. I think the apology itself was well crafted, and certainly was something we were calling for. But you know, there's still a sense of frustration that it took national and international headlines, and all of the pressure that was put upon the premier before we saw that apology. Beck added, words were nice, but what they heard from survivors was they wanted to see actual action as we called for today. Regarding Minister Tell, the fact that she had not shown us any indication that she's gone back on her comments is telling. And if she refuses to apologize, I do think this is grounds for her to be removed from that position.